Our top story this hour. Anger at the ruling military council is pouring into the streets of Egypt. Thousands gather in Cairo's Liberation Square for another show of people's power. Just over the weekend, the military council dissolved the parliament and claimed all legislative powers. It's also taken control of the state budget and given itself veto power on a new constitution, making the president almost powerless. The Muslim Brotherhood has called this a constitutional coup.
There is nothing in the constitutional referendum that refers to the right of any authority to dissolve another. This dissolution could have been referred back to the Egyptian people, the source of all powers, who have the true right to take this decision. The Egyptian people are upset with these decisions. National powers and political parties were not advised with the dissolution of parliament.
We say clearly the Egyptian people took to the streets to choose a president with full powers, and the next president of Egypt will be chosen according to the expectations of the Egyptian people. He will use all his power without relinquishing any of his responsibilities and powers.
Well, hundreds of demonstrators also gathered outside the parliament to oppose its dissolution. Several lawmakers were among them. The assembly is being heavily guarded by security forces, and all roads leading to the building have been blocked. Well, the struggle for power in Egypt is getting even more complicated as both candidates in the weekend's election are claiming victory. The vote put the Muslim Brotherhood's candidate, Mohamed Morsi, up against Ahmed Shafiq, the last prime minister of ousted dictator Hosni Mubarak. Official results are not expected until Thursday, but the campaigns of both men say they are sure their candidate has won more than half of the votes.
The approximate final percentage is 52% for Dr. Mohamed Morsi and 48% for the competing candidate.
We stress that the results of the elections confirm that Ahmed Shafiq is in the lead with 51%.
Let's go straight to London now, where I'm joined by Zeid Elissa, our Middle East expert and political commentator. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Zeid Elissa, we have the military council dissolving the parliament, taking control of the state budget and giving itself veto power on a new constitution. So in the end of the day, what is left for the president then?
Well, absolutely nothing. I mean, that's the whole intention. The military council never intended to go down the democratic path. So what has happened over the last week proves beyond a shadow of doubt that what those people that what the majority of the revolutionaries actually suspected has materialized. The overarching goal of the military is actually to retain, consolidate, and also retain all power that it has, all the privileges. They want to keep them. And let's not forget that the military have been at the heart of politics. They have been at the center of politics. All previous presidents came from the military, and that's why we're seeing their wholehearted support and emphatic backing to Ahmed Shafiq. Although, according to the one of the rules that he actually belongs to the previous government, he was the last prime minister, and he's one of the henchmen of Mubarak. He's actually one of his right-hand men, and he shouldn't have actually been allowed to run. He should have been banned from running, but we can see clearly that those events, which mainly has been the dissolving of the parliament, although it has been elected freely, and it represents the will of the people, and that's the main thing about democracy. The parliament has to be representative of the overwhelming will of the people. It's even though that the Constitutional Court has ruled that it's going to dissolve the parliament, I don't think that's legally within their right, although they can strike out one third of the representatives, but it's only an elected president who has the right to actually dissolve the parliament. That's why they want to actually before announcing a president, they want to empty that position and severely undermine and severely limit the authorities or the powers of any president. So basically, at the end of the day, the military will be as usual, business as usual, will be ultimately running the show, and it will be calling the shots with those decisions. I do believe that those decisions are completely counterproductive. The military has miscalculated, particularly by announcing the dissolution of the parliament before the presidential election, 2 days before that, because that actually have spectacularly backfired by galvanizing more support for Mohamed Morsi, although the people were actually disillusioned and disappointed with the performance of the Muslim Brotherhood within the parliament, because they achieved very little during the period they actually were the dominant power in the parliament. But that act, which could not be explained other than basically resorting to the old tyrannical methods of the old regime by going ahead and dissolving the parliament, I do believe played into the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood. It actually restored their image of being targeted and being victimized, and that's why it galvanized more support for them. It bolstered their position,
right.
And also it played directly into the hands of the revolutionaries by proving beyond a shadow of doubt that if the military council is given an inch, it's going to take a mile in terms of enhancing, consolidating, and bolstering its position by retaining all sorts of power.
Indeed.
I do believe that's why we see the people taking back to the streets, because that's the only means for them to exert leverage over the military council and to show beyond a shadow of doubt that they are the ones that must be given the powers, because the
Indeed.
Parliament
no, Mr.
was elected by them. They have went taken to the street defying the old regime, defying the military over and over again, and we can see a momentum building. We can see that the protests are gathering pace and gathering momentum, and we can see that there is a new spirit developing within the protesters, that we were the ones that ousted, the ones that toppled Mubarak.
Indeed, Mr. Issa, how far do you think the people will go to get their demands met, though?
I think mainly the protests are taking place today on top of demonstrating and protesting the decisions of the military to dissolve the parliament and to turn the presidency into something only symbolic, and to actually strip it off and rob it of all the authorities and power. They are trying to preempt and prevent the military from actually falsifying the results of the elections by declaring that somehow Ahmed Shafiq has actually managed to win the elections. And by doing that, then it would mean at the end of the day that the military have completely succeeded in robbing the people of their revolution, and we are back at square one. That means the old regime is there, it is intact.
All right, Mr. Zidalisa, all right. I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. We're running out of time. Many thanks there to Mr. Zidalisa, Middle East expert and political commentator from London.